I did say that Cyber Gran was going to join us, and she is there, I am glad to say. Fiona, Fiona Catchpool, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to join us. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, super. I've got a little bit of a buzz on my end.
Oh, have you? I'm sure there's a great buzz about the program really since I took it over.
It must be you. It must be your dynamic personality calming down the airwaves all the way here in Leicester.
Now, Fiona, you might sound like a British person, but with a name like Fiona, there has to be some bit of green blood in you somewhere.
Well, do you know what? There isn't.
Okay.
I know people that my mum just decided I look like a Fiona. I was born in Brixham in 1967. The name Fiona wasn't even in our family. There isn't a single Fiona. My mum just decided about a day after I'd been born I look like a Fiona. So there you go.
And did you ever ask her what Fionas look like? And she'd probably just say you.
Yes, that's it.
Right. Fair enough, I suppose. All right, well, listen, even though there is no Irish in you, welcome to the parish.
Thank you.
As the fellow
says. I feel
says.
Like an honorary Irish person. Indeed. There.
And you should be. Wendy tells me, and I do get a chance to listen occasionally, and I hear yourself and Dave talking about matters, Facebook particularly. And I know that was there a news flash, literally a news flash, about the rebranding of Instagram and WhatsApp, or was that something that was expected?
No, it wasn't expected. That literally was. It was revealed on, what was that, Friday? And it was a very much of a shock. It hadn't been on the cards at all. They had a huge conference back in March and they didn't say that they were going to do it. But it would appear that it's probably a knock-on effect of all of these privacy issues and what we call in our trade transparency.
Right.
So, so apparently now, I'm not sure that I've actually seen it myself yet. But as the app is updated on WhatsApp and Instagram, you will start to see it say WhatsApp by Facebook and Instagram by Facebook, because they own the whole kit and caboodle now.
Yeah, so. Mine hasn't updated yet. Now I'm just checking my WhatsApp there. That hasn't done so. And the Instagram one, no, that hasn't done it either. So I suppose, when they update. So what is it going to mean? Is it just promoting the fact that it's owned by Facebook?
It's not so much promoting, it's revealing that it is, because many people don't realise that their data is being collected by one huge company now. So it isn't a case of like, I don't want to be on Facebook, but you've got WhatsApp. Or do you know what I mean? Because you are actually now, if you've got WhatsApp, you're part of Facebook.
Well, I'm actually one of those people that I don't like Facebook, to be honest. And I was very active on it and I came off it and I had to go back on it because I wanted to set up like a business page on it. And so I had to, but I don't like accept friend requests and things like that, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm very active on WhatsApp and I do a lot of work on WhatsApp. And you know, the way they talk about this end-to-end encryption,
Yes.
I presume what they mean is that nobody can listen to what you're saying between yourself and the person that you are talking to. However, I'm sure they're harvesting the data.
Well, in theory, that's what they should not be doing because it's end-to-end encryption. So that's what it means. So basically, nobody apart from the two of you or the people in that conversation can actually understand. And it's like coded, you know, like a crypto code mm-hmm. kind of thing, you know, that you would have had. So in theory, no. But what is happening now, because it's part of the same family, this is where they'll be capturing your data, is they're going to start showing you adverts inside WhatsApp.
Oh.
So the moment that you click on that, they will know what you're interested in. Do you know what I mean? And like, they're going to be cross-referencing as well. So you might be on Facebook and say like in the marketplace, or you've got on one of those buy, sell, swap things, and you will be able to message somebody via WhatsApp and WhatsApp to Facebook and Instagram. So they're interconnecting all of these messaging technologies. And it's one of the reasons behind why Facebook wanted to get hold of WhatsApp, because they had such good tech on that. It's all becoming a little bit mysterious and there is a lot of people very nervous about it.
Now, you said that only 57% of Americans, 57% didn't know that WhatsApp was owned by Facebook. That's a staggering percentage.
It is, but, we are talking, let's go down the Trump route. We could say, you know, at the end of the day, if they're going to go down there, you know, and they don't know about that. But this is the whole point behind the transparency. They don't realise how much information they're passing on to these companies who are all part of the same big pot. So you will be going somewhere. I don't know if you know that if you have a Facebook page, you are given a piece of code by Facebook to insert on your website. So that when somebody visits your website and then goes onto Facebook, they can show them an advert based on that website. So, you know, sometimes you're online and you feel like you're being followed and things keep on popping up and it's as if they're mind reading. Yeah. That's how they're doing it. So this is how they don't know, how 57% of Americans don't understand it's all interconnected. I'm not quite sure.
But of course, a lot of people don't realize that the ads that they're seeing is because of what they're watching and what they're looking at on Facebook and online and things.
Yeah, they don't. But this is, again, part of the transparency route since the whole Cambridge Analytica saga, and which they only revealed, I think it was last week, that they've been fined $5 billion for capturing data and not telling us. But some people are saying that that's too small a fine. You know, it is all about buyer beware or user beware. Do please be aware you are being tracked at every opportunity online. Or offline, when you go shopping in the supermarket, for example, your shopping reward card is linked to interest and behaviour. And that data is probably being sold to internet shopping sites as well. So it's not just Facebook. It's a whole big issue on transparency and privacy as well.
Are they going to have to work, when I say they, I mean the likes of Facebook and Google and other agencies like that, are they going to have to work harder as the younger generation? Like, for instance, if you look at, I was talking to somebody recently who was talking about a startup, right? And I said, I know somebody that might be able to help you. And I rang this person and I said, look, a friend of mine is interested in starting this particular business up and was talking about a website, and I suggested that you talk to him. And he said, Why would he want a website? Mm-hmm. And that's his business. And I said, well, because people look at websites. He said, no, old people like you look at websites. And I'm 52.
All right.
Right? And this guy is not far behind me. But he said, no, old people look at websites. And he said, the same as Facebook. It's old people look at Facebook. And so, like, I see my children who are age 20 to 26, there's three of them, and they're more into Snapchat and they're more into Instagram than they are Facebook and Twitter. So are they more conscious? Are they more exposed, or are they cleverer than we are? And are Facebook and Twitter and those and Google, do they have to work harder for those?
Well, that's a really good question, because your man then almost contradicts himself from what you've just said, because if your children are not wanting to hang out on Facebook, because actually that's where the old people are, they're using Twitter and Google and Instagram, and so they have to be drawn back to a website in order to have a purchase point. Right. So there is still a validity for websites, and I wouldn't say that they're being clever or anything any more than we are, because they're still being tracked when you go on Google. You know, you can do everything by geolocation now on Google, so you can even talk into Google and say restaurants near me or bars near me. You know, you're being geographically tracked and you're targeted on Google for adverts as well, and also on Twitter as well. So it's not a case of being smarter, they're just hanging out in different places really, and because they're much more used to mobile tech than we are, because I'm only a year behind you, they find those applications are faster and more effective for the nature of the activity that they prefer, you know, like music, things like, it'll play quicker on YouTube and Spotify and those kind of things, you know. So it's just how this whole online tech is evolving.
The interesting thing is, do you remember 10, 15, 12 years ago when Facebook started firstly, and everywhere that people went, they checked in and they put pictures up and all that?
Yes.
And my daughter, who's 20, she's the youngest. I have one daughter, so she was at a music festival in Ireland. Ireland over the weekend, and I have been concerned about this for 6 months since she told me she was going to this festival. And I threatened to go with her. Yeah. Jokingly. But anyway, I found reasons to text to make sure she was still alive on Friday and Saturday. But she actually rang me last night because she hadn't heard from me. She thought I was dead.
you weren't stalking her on social media.
No, and this is my point. This is exactly my point, is that even though I don't use Facebook that often, but the account that I have, I'm friends with my three children, but there wasn't a single picture put up on Facebook by my daughter. Now, I didn't look, I promise you I didn't, but I'd normally get a message when one of them would put something up, you know, but there wasn't a single thing put up. So that's not the way they communicate anymore.
No.
Wow. So let that be a lesson to parents who are stalking their Facebook.
Yes, they are being more discreet. Yeah, to be fair, my daughter's been away in Cyprus and she didn't put up any photos, and I was exactly the same. I was quite suspicious. But I'm pretty sure certain there were some things going on Snapchat, and I'm not on Snapchat. So, yeah. They're looking at their own privacy.
It wasn't that I was being suspicious and it wasn't that I was being nosy, but I actually remarked it to myself only today. I said, there wasn't a single Facebook post all weekend from Alana. But there you go. Anyway, that's that. Come here, I want to talk to you as well about Facebook's acquisition of companies. And we often hear Facebook bought this, Facebook bought that. But they've actually purchased or acquired 90 companies over the last 15 years.
Yeah. This is the other side of the argument that they have been so powerful. One of the things that you were saying a short while ago with regards to how can we kind of have some kind of power and control over all of these aspects. And we can't because of the classification of Facebook. It considers it's under internet and tech. So it is not bound by any rules and regulations compared to a publishing company. So this is why they've also been able to do this, and the lack of transparency, which is why, again, kind of going back to what we said in the first instance, that they're now putting their name on Instagram and WhatsApp to be more apparent. But yeah, it's causing a lot of concerns in the industry. It's like, you know, there's a whole monopoly of Facebook. But having said that, they're not the only ones. Google probably buy a company nearly every day. They are then absorbing some of the tech. Some of it evolves into other things. Some of the tech that Facebook's acquired is what has evolved into Oculus Rift. You know, that augmented reality thing where you put the goggles on and then you're actually... Do you know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about, like, what do they call it?
Like a virtual reality.
Yes.
Now, that's part of a company that Facebook purchased and developed the tech on that. Okay. So it's all very kind of cutthroat, but it's a little bit cloak and dagger. And then the big thing that they're doing now, I don't know if you've heard about this, they are creating a cryptocurrency.
Yes, I've heard that.
So this is also, again, causing some concerns that they are literally taking over the world, you know.
And that's a scary thing. They kind of are, aren't they? And when you build that into what we heard from or about Cambridge Analytics and stuff, not only are they taking it over, they're shaping it in the way they want it when they take it over.
Yeah, and we're having very little say in it because there hasn't been enough drum banging, in my opinion. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a Facebook specialist and I love the concept of online tech. But when it comes to things like this, it's a little bit too scary and people do need to start shouting out a little bit more. They manage to cover things over incredibly well. I just don't know how they do it. Last year, the United Nations cited Facebook as one of the causes of genocide in Myanmar, and we hardly heard a thing about it. Can you believe that? Yeah. And there was a big expose by one of the American companies, film companies, and I saw the trailer. I saw the video go up from some of my American counterparts and watched it. And I started, you know, and I was like, oh my God, this was a 2-day expose. And it was then blocked in the UK. I was able to share it from Spain, but it got blocked in Australia and the UK. And so nobody got to see it.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Yeah. You know, it's bad enough that they're taking over the world, but then when they're determining what you can and can't show to your friends and your followers, it takes it to a whole different level. Talking of taking things to a different level, Fiona, the world of artificial intelligence is something that you're interested in. and
love it.
What?
What? I love it. Intriguing.
Ah, yeah. I get kind of bemused by the whole thing sometimes, but you directed us towards an article that was written about artificial intelligence, which says that an AI system should be recognized as the inventor of two ideas in patents filed on its behalf, according to a team of academics. Will you tell us about this, please?
Well, this is the age-old argument of machine and man. You know, the mm-hmm. combination of the two. And, the whole idea of robots taking over the world and yeah. things like that. Well, this there is now a train of thought that there is going to be emergence. I don't know if you've read Dan Brown's book, Origins. He talks about this. The whole book is about how artificial intelligence is going to merge with humans. And we're going to end up with things like this. So the artificial intelligence has found a better way and a better way of interlocking the food containers. And for a packing place, mm-hmm. say an Amazon warehouse, the computer has now created a better way of doing things. And the scientists are saying they should be credited with the patent. But apparently a patent can only be assigned to a human.
Ah.
Okay. But, academics are saying it's a bit outdated and we should give robots a bit of credibility. So, what do you think?
That's incredible. That's absolutely. To actually suggest that, what do you call it? An artificial intelligence thing invented this. Where do the credits go? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's a bit like the credibility of with Attenborough, the monkeys were taking photos, and the monkey should have been given the yes. intellectual property of the photos. But so AI, it is taking over the world. I mean, at the end of the day, with Facebook as well, or even any of the social medias, it's the artificial intelligence that reads what you write and decides who should see it, because it bases on inference. And this is how, again, Facebook is incorporated AI into what it does with regards to translation. So it's going to be able to translate every single language very, very soon. You know, like the Star Trek thing when you land yeah. on a planet and you've got the earpiece and you can understand the aliens.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah. So that's where AI is also then coming into our everyday life and things like that.
I'm all for beam me up, Scotty, so I don't have to be on the A7. I'd be happy out to do that bit. But the rest of it scares me. It just does.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But there
wasn't life simpler when Top of the Pops was on Thursday.
Oh my goodness! Yes. Didn't you just love that? Didn't you just? And you had to watch it live. Was none of this replay, Milan?
None of this tape recording stuff. Not at all. Oh, chance at all of doing that. Just like watching a good match, you have to watch it live. Anyway. Cybergran, absolutely terrific to talk. Cybergran, seems like I'm talking to a teenager. As always, Fiona Catchpole, you have a website or something going, don't you?
I do. You can come along and visit me at fionacatchpole.com or just pop my name into Facebook and you'll find me there.
CATCHPOWLE.
It is, yes.
Yes, indeed, because I've often heard you doing that. And I went, catch what?
Catch Pauly,
exactly. Fiona, an absolute joy to talk to you. Thank you so much. And
thanks,
you'll be glad to know that you'll be talking to Dave next time you're back on, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Chat to you soon. Thanks, Fiona. Bye-bye. Bye. See ya.